Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, micropreneur, expert extraordinaire. He's lived it now, ladies and gentlemen, for 27 years. He's out there at the worm cam level of business, and he's our good friend, Jeff. Welcome back. Gotwords.com is his website.
That's the one. To catch me. That's one of them.
and the other one is ChiefHomeOfficer.com. He's an award-winning journalist, author of three books. Jeffrey, what else is going on at the worm cam level?
Well, I got to tell you, we have spoken about him before, and I had an example, a situation, or not a situation, but just something unfolded in a good way yesterday. Daughter's driving home from school, and she's making a 250-mile drive, and she calls me and says, "Daddy, this Maps app, is Waze is what it's called, W-A-Z-E, is telling me to go not the way I usually go. And is there something wrong? I'm not familiar with this way." And I have her describe it to me. And I said, "I'll tell you what, I'll bet you that there's really bad traffic or an accident backing up on the highway that it told you, it gave you an alternate route." And lo and behold, that's what it was. There was an accident that jammed up the interstate. And the application, it's called Waze, Google Maps bought it, or Google bought it. But what it does is it uses people's information. Now, you got to be part of the crowdsource community, and you got to realize that they're gonna use your
peer to peer navigation. Basically,
they're using your navigation. But it's an example of how these simple little apps that we use on our phones and our smart devices truly are changing the way we work.
It's teaching your daughter not to pay attention to how to get to something. I mean, could she get home without her PC, without her smartphone?
Well, yeah. I mean, she knows.
Does she know the interstates to take and all that?
Oh yeah, she knows the route. I mean, because she's done it many times, and you know, interstates make it silly simple if you've done it once or you just follow the interstate. But you know, we did a road trip. If you remember, about 6-7 years ago, we did a road trip where we drove out to California, and I reported from the road a couple times because, as always, I had my laptop and whatnot. And we, you know, my wife and I had gone to AAA and gotten a triptych so we could turn the pages and the whole thing. And my son had this newfangled Google Maps on his iPhone, and he's like, "Trust the technology." And so the technology got us places that we hadn't charted on our map, you know, from AAA. And I think it's one of those things where we were driving down to the Keys, the Florida Keys recently, and it took us, the Waze took us off the highway like 5 miles before we would have expected it. And so we're like, "Why are we doing this?" And I wasn't so familiar that I realized it wasn't the way we normally would have gone. But when we got back toward the highway, I saw it was like a bumper to bumper. It was a stop river of metal up on the highway. And I said, "You know what? The application took us off the highway because it saw that there was traffic.
Something going to happen."
And it gave us a roundabout way.
See, I never use mine that way. If I use something, a map, something like that, it's just literally to see the grid. I want to see is the grid, and I'm going to go the way I want to go. And I never check back with a map to see if there's traffic. I never think about
that. This tells you traffic. It tells you.
To me, that's like reading the instructions, Jeff. I mean, guys don't read instructions.
They don't read instructions.
Why would I
they
check
don't
back?
Ask for directions.
Why would I check back?
I don't need no sticky map. It tells you when there's a car pulled over up ahead because people will tap on it and say there's a car. It'll tell you where there's a police trap, like a speed trap on the interstate. It'll tell you where there's red light cameras. It'll tell you when there's an accident, obviously. It'll tell you how bad the delays are.
How about when there's a smoky and I've got to back down from 100 to 65.
Yeah, exactly. Smokey and the Bandit. You're the Bandit. Smokey's looking for you. So, the key is I keep it, these things, and it's free. And so it's
Waze. It's called Waze?
Waze. W-A-Z-E. W-A-Z-E is the company.
Well, you know, the thing, Jeff, about these, and I use the heck out of stuff like that, but the thing, what we have to do And I mean, I'm serious about this. This is not a, this is something, folks, I'm very serious about. We have to be able to use this technology to save our lives, to save us time,
right,
to be smart about it, but right, not let it change humanity. It's okay to change how we get somewhere, but we don't need to let this kind of technology change the way we are as human beings.
Yeah, you know what?
That's what I'm worried about.
You need to preach to a wide audience on that, because whether it's, you know,
that's
good and bad.
I mean, that's my fifth book, by the way. Jesus.
Yeah, you look at Facebook and social media, and it's making us mean. It's putting us behind a veil of
reality TV America.
Yeah, I mean, it's what we're facing. But then, by the same token, as Pokemon Go, you know, they talk about people. It has a steps counter on Pokemon. Yeah. You're familiar for the readers who aren't familiar, listeners who aren't familiar with Pokemon Go. Pokemon was a game that was out years ago where
people,
kids people would play the game.
Yeah.
So Pokemon Go came out from Nintendo, I think it was, and it has you go outside with your smartphone and track down these little Pokemons,
But it could take you also where you could be dangerous.
You have to be smart about
some
it. And
people,
the first warning that
some
comes
people
up,
have walked in out into traffic and gotten killed.
But by the same token, okay, that stinks, okay?
Yeah.
No, I'm jokingly
seconds.
Making light. But people are out there getting exercise. It's getting you off your
that's
couch.
True.
It's
that's
tracking
true.
Your steps. It's getting you out there
it's
with
getting
friends.
It's getting these boys out of the basement, out there bumping into girls so they we can, you know, we got a problem with this. You know, we need the guys and the girls. Well, that's another story. Anyway,
hey, Jeff, that's another story, but you're right. It's changing the way we are for worse and for
maybe
better.
Maybe it'll be good. We got to keep the good and get rid of the bad. Hey, Jeff,
absolutely.
Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Always a pleasure.
See you next time. Jeffrey Barley.
Thanks for having me.
Don't forget, gotwords.com. Check out that website. That's what he does. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.